In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, and we all know that this Sunday, the reading is about the story of the prodigal son. And we always meditate on the kindness of the Father, and how he, in a very nice gesture, he accepted this boy even without blaming him or saying anything. And sometimes, actually, unfortunately, we find the tempter is using the same story, as we all know that Satan also can use the Bible in a perverted way to convince us that as far as the acceptance from the Heavenly Father is guaranteed, so why not to go into a short journey, to go astray for a short trip? This always happens. And we all get tempted sometimes to try something, to get the thrill of the adventure. And knowing that, I know very well that whenever I turn to my Father, He will always accept me. This short journey might be maybe going on a site that I know that's not fitting for a Christian to go to over the internet. Maybe this short journey is spending a weekend in a casino and playing some of these gambling games. It's a couple of days, not going to cost me anything. Maybe a short journey is sharing a drink with friends, and I know that I'm in control. I'm not going to be taken into this. Even this short journey might be on the level of the thoughts of the mind. I will allow myself to dwell on unclean thoughts for a few minutes, few hours, few days. And I know that at the end of the day, I'm not going to get hurt. It's just a short journey, and I am in control. And meanwhile, I'm sure that whenever I turn to my Father, Heavenly Father, He will always accept me. Is it safe to do this? Let us go and see today. There are six reasons I should not be tempted to make this very short and very long journey at the same time. The first reason is the pain of being there is unbearable. Don't be deceived by Satan trying to convince us that it's not going to cost you anything to be there. The shame and the guilt and the fear that is going to follow this an hour of pleasure or minutes will be unbearable. There are many stories about people after they committed a certain sin. They kept days and nights, they cannot sleep, fighting the sense of shame. How did we do something like this? This pain is always denied by Satan whenever he tries to convince us to go into this short journey. We read about this son that he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. Look now how he finds pleasure in eating the food of the swine. This is not something that makes anyone glad, but this is where he ended up being. I'm not going to find pleasure over there. This is a lie. There is unbearable pain that's going to come immediately after this few minutes of unlawful pleasure. So this is the first reason I have to always remind myself with. There is no fun in this. There will always be very painful consequences. The second reason is the matter of growing insensitive to sin should not be ignored. We know that the first time of every sin is the most difficult one, but later on we grow insensitive to the sin. The more I am exposed to this particular sin, the more I lose the sense of fear from this. If we keep watching a certain show on the TV, and we see in it all kinds of fornication and unlawful acts and deeds, what will happen is, we will never be afraid of something that we laugh at. We will never feel scared to watch some and to do something if we really keep on being exposed to this over and over and over. This prodigal son, yes, he came back to his father, but meanwhile, maybe this boy will grow insensitive to the idea that I was there one time, what is the big deal? Always the first time is the big deal, but after this, we grow insensitive to being. the people who, in a way, were taken into a certain habit, they always remember the first time. The first time was the most difficult one. But afterward, I did it before. What is the big deal of doing it again? Don't think that you will go there and come back the same person. No, it's not going to happen. We will grow insensitive to this particular sin, and it will be after this something very likely that we will commit it again over and over and over. The third reason why we should not be tempted to make this short journey and go astray is that this small journey might cost me an unthinkable price. It might cost me my reputation, my degree, my health, my future, my family. This few minutes of doing something that I know is wrong might cost me a lot. And this price, usually, this tag is always hidden by the tempter. I heard a story that happened one day with a person who used to stay spend a long time on the internet, and sometimes he get bored, and maybe he will go and get himself involved in a chatting with an anonymous person whom he doesn't know. And one time, this person got himself into a chatting with a person who defined himself or herself as a 16-year-old girl. Feeling bored and what is going to hurt just chatting with this girl, he kept on writing to her and receiving from her this chatting dialogues. And then, one time, this girl said to him, you sound like a nice fellow. Why not to meet you somewhere and we have a coffee somewhere? It all looked in his mind that what is the big deal? I'm just chatting with someone, I'm just killing time. I know that I'm not going to do something. I love my wife and my children. It's not going to cost me anything. This man went to the place where he was supposed to meet with the girl. To his surprise, he met with an FBI agent, a secret agent, and the man was seized and accused of being a sexual offender. He got 2 years in prison. He lost his career. He lost his family. He lost everything. The family was shattered. The man lost everything. For what? For an adventure? For going and meeting with a girl? To his bad luck, she was not a girl at all from the beginning. It was, in a way, a trap to get all those people who are trying to hunt for minors over the internet. I am sure that this man didn't think about it this way from the beginning. And I'm sure also that this man might be a good person. And maybe this is something, a slip, that he never thought is going to cost him this. A boy or a girl cheating on a test. He thinks that I'm going to get myself out from trouble from this test. I want to get good degrees. This might cost you a lot. Much, much more than what you think. Trying something new for the first time might cost you something you never thought is going to cost you. A girl and a boy flirting around each other in high school, going somewhere together, might end up into a pregnancy and a child that's going to bear a child and then a disaster for the whole family. This price should always be there. It is not safe. This short journey is not short as you might think. Another thing also that I should remember, the fourth reason why I should not be tempted to go into this small or short journey, I should be mindful of the painful struggle needed to get back from there. We all know that when somebody is taken into the habit of being a smoker, or a person who is taken into the habit of being addicted to drinking, or even all of us, who have added to our experiences things that we know that we should not have learned this from the beginning. How much time and effort is taking us to get back from there? How many times we spend it crying to God to free us from where we found ourselves at? How many times we hope that we never saw what we saw, we never learned what we learned? St. Paul is giving us this picture in his epistle to the Romans when he says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. The status of war between the law of sin in our members, in the flesh, and the law of righteousness in our minds and our conviction. This struggle, we know how much it is painful. Don't start it from the beginning. We have to warn ourselves and warn our children. It is not fun to do this. It might cost you a struggle that might take all of the days of your life. To the end of our days, we will keep on struggling against what we learned at a time when we were not prudent enough not to go into these short journeys. Another reason I should be also mindful with and ask myself, what if I become ensnared while astray? Meaning, it doesn't take much to be addicted to pornography. It doesn't take much to be addicted to drinking or to drug smoking or anything like this. It doesn't take much. Maybe one time or two times is enough. I should be always thinking this way. Am I really in control when it comes to this? Am I sure that when I will go there, I will always be able to come back? What if not? What if I am taken into something that I never thought it would be with this magnitude? This always should be something in my mind that I might go there and never be able to come back. This prodigal son, to his good luck, he was able to come back. He has nothing that took him in. But this is not the case with everyone. A lot of people, they hope that they never went there because now they cannot come back from this short journey. Then the last question that always comes to our mind. Not only what if I got snared over there, what if I die there? A few years ago, there was a news in the media about a nightclub that collapsed over the people in this particular night. And there were stories about the people who were there, and the people were just writing in a way their family speaking about their lost ones. One of the family actually were wondering, why did the father go there? The wife never understood. He was not this kind of person who would go and spend the night in a nightclub. And she didn't have any explanation, and she was in a way grieved by the loss, but she didn't know why did this happen, because this never happened before. And again, I'm thinking of this poor person. What if this was his first time, and of course this was his last one. He died there, looking at the warning by the Lord in the book of Ezekiel when he say, when I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteous works shall be remembered, but because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. None of his righteousness or righteous work shall be remembered, but because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. This would be the most miserable fate ever, that I go into a place, I go astray, and I know that, and I die there. How am I going to face judgment then? What I'm going to say before God? This will be my problem. What my family is going to say about this? Of course, this is the least I would worry about. This is my eternal destiny that would make me to think 100 times before making this short journey. We should not be tempted to make this short journey of going astray based on the loving kindness of our Heavenly Father. That He is always kind and nice, and God is always smiling to our problems and get us back. We know that about Him, so the tempter should not be using this and get us trapped. Always remember these 6 reasons whenever we are tempted to go into this short journey. That the pain of being there is unbearable. The matter of growing in sensitive to sin should not be ignored. This small journey might cost me an unthinkable price. I should be mindful of the painful struggle needed to get back from there. What if I become snared while astray, and what if I die there? May the Lord to guard and protect us from these temptations that the enemy is trying to get us all the time minded with and to go with it. May the Lord to keep us safe from these temptations forever and ever. Glory be to God forever and ever.